The executive director of C2C, Carrie Ferrari, is here, as well as the associate director of programs, Randall Gooch. And good morning, everybody.
Good morning,
man. Good morning.
Glad to have you both in here this morning. We were kind of talking about all of the things that C2C accomplished in 2024, a pretty big year. And I think that, more plans are ahead for 2025. Carrie, we wanted to start off and talk to you a little bit about some of your goals and some of the things that are in the works for C2C this year.
Sure. Thanks for having us today, Matt. 2024 was very busy for C2C, but a lot of kind of startup functions were happening. So a lot of getting the community's input and their voice involved in what C2C is doing. We hosted several community conversations to really hear what are the needs of the community. We also had several surveys that were conducted with the community and heard lots of needs from the community. Some of the biggest needs we heard were some after-school programs and after-school care for children, some child care needs, healthcare needs, and then some workforce needs as well. Connecting what are the workforce needs to really what is needed in our community. And then we also heard a need for knowing how to access resources was something we heard during those conversations as well.
Well, let's take it from the beginning here. We'll talk about some of these child care programs. Of course, you think about the kids getting out of school, a lot of parents still at work, and they need child care going on during some of those hours. Randy, maybe tell us a little bit about some of these after school clubs that are going to be happening.
Absolutely. This is pretty exciting, particularly from a long-term Mexico citizen and a one-time student at the middle school. During that time frame, which was ancient history, there were a lot of clubs. There was a lot of extracurricular things for students. But over time, that's kind of diminished. So one of the needs that the principal, Kyle Lauder, at the middle school suggested to us early was, hey, can you help us with clubs? And this has just been an area where we've really gotten a lot of traction. We were able to launch a little bit last year, but it's definitely ongoing. We got an art club started, which had a nice launch. The chamber came out, did a ribbon cutting for us, which was a cool event. But we've got some things that are really lining up for that are going to be good. A fitness club where students will be able to come in. These are non-sports related fitness issues, so just healthier kids. We've got a Lego club, which gets into that STEM, that STEAM learning, tying science, technology, engineering to math, and making connections for kids outside the classroom. We've got a Drama Dogs club that's starting, which will be a partnership between the public schools, C2C, and Presser Performing Arts Center. So that's going to be exciting. They're going to be coming to the middle school and doing that, and we think that's going to be a really dynamic and a great partnership. Also, at the high school right now, we have Link Crew, which is a part of building capacity for volunteers, but that really focuses at that school level. So we have students that are taking on mentoring roles and community service roles there. And then also the high school is also working, and we don't have exactly everything nailed down, but here in the next few weeks, we think that they're going to have probably four or five, maybe six clubs for students that will be after school clubs that are not really sports related. And we're excited about that too. And that's something that the students there have been very receptive to, and also teachers as well.
Absolutely. A little bit of everything for everybody. That's what C2C does, as a matter of fact. There's also a partnership with the Mexico Area Family YMCA. Tell us a little bit about that, Carrie.
Yeah, so we currently are partnering with the YMCA to expand after-school care. We heard that a need from the community. They have previously had the KEYS program, and with our partnership, we are able to build the capacity and offer more more after school care with the KEYS program. We are assisting them with a new position for an after school coordinator, as well as partnering with our PIM grant to offer some internships for high school students that are interested in the educational track. Can contact the YMCA. They'll be hiring a few apprenticed that will assist with after-school care for middle school and elementary age students. They'll be offering an after-school snack, and they're also expanding into offering an evening meal for any student in Mexico Public Schools.
Exciting news there as well. Of course, all of these programs cost money, so you need grants to pay for those programs. Tell us about some of the grants that you have received. I think there's a couple of them in the works right now, correct?
Yeah. So we're continuously looking for funding opportunities to partner both federal and private funds together to excel our work here in Mexico. We recently received a child care grant from, that's our first state grant that we've received through Missouri Kids Win. And really, we heard the need for access to child care in Mexico. We know that COVID did a number on lots of businesses, and we lost several child care providers during COVID that haven't really returned. We also know that we're going to be increasing some business in Mexico, you know, with the hospital returning and with the new factory opening, that we're going to have some more child care needs as well. So this grant really begins with some research of professionals coming in and telling us, what do we need for child care in Mexico? How many centers? How many in-home daycares? And then us trying to help be a resource to increase that capacity of the daycare provider, whether it's becoming licensed or a new startup, you know, maybe partnering with some faith-based partners to see if they have interest in offering some child care. But then also, we'll be working with those providers to increase the quality of daycare as well. So that could be offering different curriculum to providers as well as in-home.
No doubt about it. Now, what about this AmeriCorps grant? We kind of talked a little bit about this last time that you were in, but we've slept a couple of times since then. So just kind of remind us about that, Randy, if you will.
Sure. Well, we've been talking a lot about it's coming, it's coming. And in 2025, it's going to be here. So, in fact, we will be in the process of it is posted now. The jobs for those, we don't call them volunteers, we call them members, and that is part of the AmeriCorps brand. And these members will be receiving a living wage stipend, and then also there is a educational stipend that's involved. The person that is doing that can even either use that, or they can get that to a child or a grandchild. So we're excited about that. That's going to provide additional mentoring to high school students. Obviously, there's some academic emphasis for that in the areas of language arts and math, but it's not limited to that. So there's also some of that workforce development information and career guidance that will be coming through that group as they work with our high school students. So when that gets at full capacity, which will not happen immediately, but that's going to put a large number of people in the high school assisting our students and giving them that support, those additional supports that they need to be successful.
Sure thing. You know, a lot of people are saying, is there a Facebook page for C2C? I had a lot of people ask me that, or do they have an X account? Social media is huge, and I think that's something that you're working towards, if I'm not mistaken, Carrie?
Yes, we are, Matt. We recently got our website up and going, C2C Mexmo, and our next step is social media. That's where most people gather their information these days. So we recently hired a fellow, and one of her primary roles will be to manage our social media accounts. And so you should see those in the next few months rolling out.
All right, we'll keep our eye out for that. Now, you wanted to mention something about infrastructure this morning as well, I think. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so C2C really works within three buckets of work. Really, we're focusing on children, families, and infrastructure. And so that other portion of our work is infrastructure. We hope to partner with other community organizations such as the City of Mexico and the county on how to increase infrastructure opportunities for us. So that could be with the Main Street initiative that's going on downtown and focusing on some revitalization of the downtown square. We also have some plans in place for some revitalization of Tehran Lou Park. And then I know one of our focus areas is also going to be on access to transportation as well.
Sure. I know that a lot of people have also asked me, you know, they're thinking about Coach Lou and the LA Clippers, of course, the wildfires going on in Los Angeles, and that has been at the top of everybody's mind for at least over a week now, some of the devastation that's going on there. Can you kind of tell us how Coach is doing, how the Clippers are doing, you know, we want to help. I mean, just kind of give us a little update on that, if you can, Carrie.
Sure. No NBA expert here by any means. But, yeah, we're definitely all thinking and praying for Coach Lou's L.A. community. You know, he does a lot for Mexico, and so we're also thinking about his other home during this time. They had several players and staff that had to evacuate their homes, and they had to cancel a game, but they're continuing with practices. And so if everybody could just keep the L.A. community in their thoughts and prayers, we would really appreciate that.
Absolutely. Anything else that you guys want to add this morning? Randy, are you good?
No, I'm good. Carrie's done well.
All right. Very, very nice. We certainly appreciate you guys coming in and getting us updated with C2C, and we'll look forward to a lot of great things happening this year.
Thanks for all your support, Matt.